Hi there. Thanks for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is John. How can I help you today?
Hi, John. My name is Daniel Blessing. I am calling to file a claim for an event that happened over the weekend, an accident,
okay.
little accident.
Okay, give me just a second, sir.
No problem.
Can you give me the policy number, sir?
Yes, sir. It is ALA 166-158-27.
When did you say it happened, sir? What day?
This was on... I just had it up. One more second. I'm sorry. I just had everything up and it's all just disappeared on me.
Yeah, I'm going to need a good bit of information. So, yeah, my smartphone's like that too. It's got like a 10 second, then shuts off.
Okay. This
I need to change my settings
too.
Saturday. See, today is the 24th. So it'll be the 22nd.
Yep.
What state, sir, did it happen in?
Pennsylvania.
Do you happen to have the VIN number for our insured vehicle, sir?
Our insured vehicle, let me...
Now, just for clarification, are you the DSP, sir, in one
yes,
of your vehicles?
Yes, I'm the manager of DSP.
Okay, got you. Okay. Yes, sir, that's what I'm looking for, is the the VIN for that vehicle, your insured vehicle.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
Yes, sir. Slowly give that to me, please.
No problem. 3, C as in Charlie, 6, U as in uniform, R as in Romeo, V as in Victor, J as in Juliet, G as in golf, 5, L as in Lima, E as in Echo, 107-032.
Thank you, sir. What's the name of the company, sir?
SEMA, S-E-M-A.
Okay, sir, give me just a couple of minutes here. I want to try to gather some information and we'll go from there, okay? Hold on.
Yes, sir. Hey, Chris, what's up? Oh, I got to make you a block, yeah. So what you, so if you're not taking 20, did you do your DVSC for 23? Or no, did you have to do anything for that when you got in a van? Okay, then, Okay, yeah, I'll just make you a quick block, and you should be able to log right in and scan in the van and stuff, and just you're gonna have to scan every tote and every oversize. Okay. All right. Thank you, Chris. All right. Bye.
Thank you for your patience, sir. I'm still here. I'm just getting some information
together.
Oh, no
problem. Yeah. Bear with me. Call anyway. Take your time.
What is your name, sir?
Daniel Blessing.
Daniel, do you have a good address where you can be reached?
Address or cell phone number?
Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead. If you've got an email and a mobile number, that will be fine. Which one do you want to go with first?
We'll go with the email.
Okay. Anytime you're ready, slowly give that to me.
Yep. So our email is Sima, S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, operations.
SEMA operations.
Yep, SEMA operations at gmail.com.
Okay, sir, give me your mobile number as well, please.
Okay, it's 570-790-0972.
Thank you. May we have permission to send email and text messages to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Daniel, can you tell me what happened here?
Yeah, so a driver arrived at a customer's house in I don't know if you guys need the address right now, but
I'll get. Yeah, I tell you what. Wherever the event, wherever it happened, I'll go ahead and take that address down.
Okay, perfect. It's Bryson Meadows or Bison Meadows, B-I-S-O-N, Meadows, M-E-A-D-O-W-S.
Okay. Hang on. Is this the city or an address, or I mean, Bison Meadows?
It's part of the address. It's Bison Meadows, 7 Front Road, and then it's in Barnesville.
Bison Meadows,
and then 7 Front Road.
7, spelled out or just the number?
Just the number.
7
Front, F-R-O-N-T.
Front Road.
Yep, and that's in Barnesville, Pennsylvania.
Barnesville, Pennsylvania, sir?
Yes, sir.
So it's 7 Front Road in Barnesville?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just double checking here.
No
problem. Is the zip 18214?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Okay, now back to what had happened, sir.
Description, yeah. So we have, he parked, turned off the van, placed the e-brake on, he walked towards the back of the van to look for the package, then he felt the van moving forward, then he tried running to, you know, get the van to stop, but didn't make it in time, and then the van rolled back and tapped the vehicle behind him.
Okay.
It was parked, the van was parked on a hill, but not like a really steep hill.
The other vehicle was parked, right?
Yes.
Daniel, do you have the time that this took place? Time of loss listed?
6 o'clock. 6 p.m.
Okay. Bear with me. I'll be right back with you.
No problem.
Was there any damage to the insured vehicle, sir?
Let me see.
To your vehicle.
To our vehicle, no.
Okay.
Maybe a slight dent in the front, and I'm looking to make sure there was nothing else reported.
If you want me to put down something, I will. If not, you can add it later if it needs something needs to be added.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that then.
Okay. And no injuries, correct?
No injuries.
Okay. What's the driver's name of the of your vehicle, sir?
His name is Carlos Aldui. C-A-R-L-O-S. Aldui is A-L-D-U-E-Y.
You have any contact information, mobile number, or an address for Carlos?
Yes. I actually have all, I have his phone number and address.
Okay. Give me his phone number first, sir.
Okay. It's 917-470-2474. And then his address,
yes, sir,
is 238 East Beach Street, B-E-E-C-H. And that is in Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Thank you. You have a driver's license number for Mr. Aldui?
Yes. It's 118-282-2285.
Is that a Pennsylvania license?
New York.
New York?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving to the third-party vehicle. Let's see, your make and model of the other vehicle.
Your make and model. That I do not have the information on the other vehicle.
Okay, that's fine. You can add it later.
Okay.
Do you have owner information on the vehicle?
What's that? Can you repeat that, please?
Do you have the owner of the other vehicle, the third party vehicle? Yeah, that
yeah,
information.
Yeah, I have the name. I have the owner's name and stuff like that.
Okay. What's the owner's name?
It's Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Lagaza, L-A-G-A-Z-A.
Okay. Mobile number for Mr. Lagaza or an address? Need that information?
The address is that 7 Front Road in Barnesville. That's his address. I do not have a phone number for him.
7, what was that? 7 Front Road? Was that what it, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it was 7 Front Row in Barnesville.
Okay, and that's all the information you have for him, for the owner? Okay.
Yeah, I have, I mean, I have the license plate for the other of the vehicle in the accident.
Okay.
I don't know if that
that'll be fine. Go ahead and give me the plate number for the third party vehicle.
Yeah, their license plate number is ZPJ 3352.
D as in dog, P as in Paul, J as in John, 3352.
Z as in Zulu. Instead of a D in the beginning, it's a Z.
Okay. And is that a New York or
that's a
Pennsylvania? Hello?
Yes, it's a Pennsylvania plate.
Okay. And it was a regular four-wheel passenger vehicle, right?
For our vehicle, or for their vehicle.
For their vehicle, the one that you don't know that you're making.
It looks like a minivan. So I don't know if those are front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive.
Okay, that's fine. Can you give me a damage description on the third-party vehicle?
It looks like front bumper, a couple dents on the front bumper.
And there, it was an unoccupied vehicle, right? It was parked.
Yeah, it was just parked in the customer's driveway.
Were the police involved, sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you happen to have the name of the police? Well, first of all, I'll tell you what. Give me, if you have a police report number, you can go ahead and give me that. That'll be fine.
Okay. It says it's on here, but I don't see. Okay, yeah, the police report number is PA2024-818703.
And the name of the police department?
I don't know. Would be out there, the department.
Okay, that's fine. We'll leave it blank for right now. Were there any witnesses, sir, that you're aware?
The owner of the other vehicle.
refresh my memory again, sir. What was his name?
Who's the third party or our driver?
The third party, the one you just said was witness.
Joseph Lagaza. It's JOEPHLAGZA.
Appreciate your patience, sir. I'll have a claim number for you shortly.
Oh, no problem. I'm here all day, so take your time.
Okay. The claim number is X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash O-R-C-A dash 24 dash 03742.
Okay, so I'll repeat it back to you. So it's X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, dash 24, dash 03742.
That is correct, sir. And your adjuster's name is your adjuster's name is Pamela Branch.
Pamela Branch.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you the spelling and give you the email address at the same time. It's
okay.
P as in Paul, A as in America, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, dot, B as in boy, R as in Rufus, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, H as in Henry. And did I tell you, I did say there's a dot in between, didn't I? There's a dot in between the Pamela dot branch. Pamela dot branch. Then the at symbol. And then it's followed by X is an X-ray. And the word claims, plural. Another dot.
And then what?
The at symbol, X is an X-ray, and the word claims, plural, C-L-A-I-M-S, and then another dot, and then C-L-A-I-M-S. So it's X at xclaims.claims.
At xclaims.claims, got it.
Yeah, that's it. And, give me a minute, I'll give you Pamela's direct line number. It's 231-225-9598.
Okay.
Anything else? Anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, boss. That's about it.
Good deal. All right. Anytime you need us, give us a call back. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.